January 19, 2020. Second Sunday of Ordinary Time, Year A. Today's Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John 1:29-34 gives us the story of John the Baptist witnessing to Christ. Witnessing to Christ seems to be the theme of today's Gospel reading as John the Baptist with these words, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world," clearly reminds us of what it means to truly and sincerely witness to Christ. By stating, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world," John the Baptist points out to us that the best way to witness to Christ is by repentance. Hence, witnessing to Christ entails going back to Him. But how do we go back to Christ? We as Catholic Christians can go back to God through the practice of an examination of consciences, a call to contrition and a sincere call of reformation in our spiritual lives. An examination of conscience is a call to repentance which involves reflecting prayerfully on our thoughts, words, and deeds in order to identify any sins. How often do we take a moment out of our daily lives, especially after our busy day or before we go to bed, and reflect on how we have lived our lives as Christians? How often do we reflect on how our thoughts, words, and deeds show Christ to others? A call to contrition is the sorrow of the soul for wrong done, and a remorse of conscience. It is a real pain and bitterness of soul together with a hatred and horror for sin committed, and this hatred for sin leads to the resolve to sin no more. How often do we show true remorse for our sins because of how it offends God? How often do we show bitterness and hatred for our sins, especially because it destroys our relationship with God? A call to reformation in our spiritual lives refers to putting into practice various virtues, processes and practices that will help us repent, change our lives and spiritual lifestyle and come closer to God. So how have we strived to live out the gospel of Christ? How are we truly making changes to be faithful disciples of Christ, and what changes are we making? My dear brothers and sisters, let us pray to God in today's Eucharistic celebration for the grace and assistance go back to Him through the practice of an examination of conscience, a call to contrition and a sincere call of reformation in our spiritual lives. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.